things I don't really know anything about are horses and prison. So I can't speak to the level of realism in The Mustang, the feature directing debut from French actress Laure de Clermont-Tonnerre. But as for the emotional resonance of the movie, it's kind of a knockout. As we're told at the beginning, there are thousands of wild horses roaming the American West, and the government works to control their population as we encroach on their territory. One part of that is the periodic capture of some of the horses, who are then taken to be trained by prisoners in order to be sold at auction. Roman is an inmate in Nevada, and embodies a kind of defective masculinity. He's mostly incapable of expressing himself, except through occasional bursts of violence, sort of like Jake LaMotta in Raging Bull, though much more internal, spending most of his time boiling below the surface. Roman falls in with a group at the prison training horses, and he begins the volatile process of learning how to work with one particularly troublesome stallion. Roman is played by Belgian actor Matthias Schoenaerts, and if you'd told me he was an actual convict and an untrained actor, I would have believed it. That's how true the performance rings. He says so little, but conveys so much rage, frustration, fear, and eventually some amount of tenderness all through his eyes. Now, yes, the central metaphor of the Mustang is a bit on the nose, and there are a few prison movie cliches, and I have no idea how realistic the horse training scenes are, but de Clermont-Tonnerre is so confident in her directing that almost none of this is a flaw. Her treatment of the horses is gorgeous, and she knows enough to let the powerfully understated Schoenaerts carry the rest. The Mustang may or may not reflect the way this world is, but it absolutely feels real. For KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.